from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, we're going to get into this Lane Kiffin stuff. I want you guys to hear this audio because I think a lot of people love Lane Kiffin for his brutal honesty, but yesterday he goes on with Paul Feinbaum and kind of goes like Twitter in person.
It is a true story that the athletic director and the president were on that trip. We were playing that night, and you were on college game day, and you had to make your big splash, and they were watching it, because I know the other person in the room that was watching it with them, and you said, what a joke I was, and I'm the Miley Cyrus of college football coaching, and I should be fired, and they looked at each other, and later that night I was fired. But hey, look what happened. I would have never gotten to work for Coach Saban. All these other things wouldn't happen, so I appreciate you for helping getting me fired.
Look at what you're doing today. You're predicted to go to the playoffs. And look at Miley Cyrus. She's had a nice comeback,
too. So you're wrong on that. I mean, you're like putting me down with that. Really, I don't really know what you're good at. Like, you predicted that Coach Saban was done. That didn't happen. You basically said Miley Cyrus stinks, and she's still going.
Yeah.
Yes!
I absolutely love it because
incredible.
As someone that has hung on to words that people have said for over a
receipt
over a decade,
I absolutely loved that he went there. The only problem I had with it is how he delivered it. First off, he delivered it. You know, his head's down, and you said this, and you're wrong on that. And
he didn't look like that.
He did.
Don't do that. No,
he low-key kind of did a little bit.
Yeah,
yes.
We're making him look like a sad puppy right now.
I actually do agree with
came
this.
Came at that man.
But the thing is that Paul did not, like, stand on his own business in that situation.
He
just, like,
Paul
totally was
way.
Like, all right, well, we're going to go to break now. It was like, Paul.
Like, what are you?
Yeah, if you're watching the feed, Paul.
Yeah,
hey, Paul.
You know what's so good? Because both of y'all have probably been in these kind of situations. Maybe not. But what do you think it looked like? All right, the camera goes off and Paul goes, all right, we're going to commercial break. Like, what was said next? Like, I would love for there to have been a camera behind the desk and Lane goes, all right, Paul, have a good one.
Yeah, that's like, Lane probably was like, appreciate it, let me get off my chest, walked away. And Paul's probably like, good. Now, Feinbaum, I will give him credit. I've had conversations where I've worked on shows that have ripped him, and he's heard it. He's literally heard it happen, and he said, look, I get it. It's kind of part of it. So I think he got it, but it was very uncomfortable. You, in the middle of them talking, you cut to downtown Arlington or Dallas.
They're like,
and it's like,
cut the feed.
It's like, this looks really bad. I like that Kiffin did it, but I need a little more oomph when he does it, like, and look the guy in the face.
What do you mean? Like, you want him to, like, poke his chest out and be like, look,
no,
man.
No, but I want you to say it with confidence. Don't be like, I mean, yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't really know what you're good at. Like,
yeah.
This man just went at Paul like nobody has in a really long time, if anybody.
Well, no,
and y'all are like, man, you look kind of sad.
I look kind of
downtrodden. Dude, there's a word for you.
You know, I applaud the pettiness, and I applaud getting your get back, all right?
Yeah.
And now, the one thing that that Paul should have said is he should have looked Lane right in the face and said, tell me you didn't deserve to be fired. Tell me you were doing your job.
I thought Paul would say something like, I've been at my job longer than you have, Lane. So,
and that would be a fair point.
Like, stung him.
That would be
a
fair point.
Something like that. But nonetheless. Do you like Lane Kiffin? He's kind of polarizing.
I like him because of, like we were just talking about, I like that he took his Twitter personality and made it his real personality in this moment. I really liked that he kind of made that his real life persona.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you said that because he actually had thoughts on his Twitter reputation yesterday.
I think that's just me being me, and I kind of always thought, not that I'm right, because most people don't do this, that Twitter, you just be yourself. Like, you know, I don't do much coach speak, but I certainly don't on Twitter. And so, like, I was always like, it'd be kind of cool to just be a normal fan and be able to say this and retweet this if you see it and not really overthink, well, if I retweet this, you're going to think this and you're going to think this and you're going to think this. And then, well, my donor's going to think this. Well, then that future AD is going to think that, which is a lot of the way coaches think. And I just don't do that.
The difference between Lane Kiffin in this moment and every troll on Twitter that ats athletes and players and whoever else is that he's said it in real life.
Yeah.
I wish he had looked in his eyes, to your point, Bo, but
I do like
that he said it.
Yeah, I applaud it. And his face was actually, to your point, his face was attached to it, whereas the troll has a picture of like the guy that they're killing normally as them. It's kind of funny that he's like, hey, I'm just myself, like blah, blah, blah on Twitter. Like, yeah, that's because to bring back the trolls, those people aren't themselves.
Yeah.
They're just trying to play a role to get a reaction. You know, Lane is doing it because it makes him happy. I could not stand Lane Kiffin when he's at Tennessee. And then I really couldn't stand him at USC either. But something happened in his time at Alabama, and I started to, like, the way he would prod the guy that everyone was terrified of, and how that, but he knew, and that was respect, because that guy turned his, not just career, but probably life around in a lot of ways. And like, tell you what, a lot of people owe Nick Saban.
Well, it's like the redemption arc. You like to see him kind of coming back and landing on his feet after, you know, the whole bus situation and the sad images you saw back then.
After Paul Feinbaum got him fired, because it was clearly only Paul's fault.
All right. The morning shift rolls on. It's Mike Bowe and Fox 5's Kelly Price hanging out with us this hour, brought to you by Zero Risk. Smart, lasting, clean. Coming up next, we'll go in the huddle. ESPN's rankings continue. AJ Terrell lands outside the top 10. Bo's got thoughts on why that was wrong, and I'll tell you why it might be right. That's coming up next. In the Huddle, it's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.